This is Jim Speary. It's February 25th, 2012 at Camp Dwyer, Helmand Province, Afghanistan. I'm with Sergeant Ford. Just for the record, ma'am, please tell me your name.
Meg Ford.
And I know it's not polite to ask this, but I have to. How old are you, ma'am?
28.
Tell me what your job is.
I'm a flight medic with the New Mexico National Guard here in the Helmand Province supporting the Marines.
Is this your first deployment?
Yes, it is.
And how long have you been in the medical profession in your civilian life and coupled with what you do now?
This is going on 3 years, but this deployment is by far the most experience that I have obtained, especially in emergency trauma and medicine out here. I've gotten a lot of experience.
What prompted you to come out here? I mean, did you know what you were coming to and getting into?
Well, you can never be as fully prepared as you want to be coming out here for this deployment. But I knew that I wanted to deploy when I joined the military. I wanted to help save lives. For so many of our soldiers that put their lives on the line every day, I wanted to at least be there to help bring them home, keep them safe.
Did you come from a military background?
I have. Most of my family is in the Army. My uncles, my brothers. Actually, my brother is here with me on this deployment.
Really?
Yes.
Where is he?
He's in Delaram.
And what's his job?
He's a crew chief.
Is he part of the New Mexico Guard?
Yes, he is.
Please tell me his name.
His name is Taylor Ford.
Are you younger or older?
I'm older. He's my younger brother.
So you have your baby brother here. Shall we say that?
I do. But he's definitely way bigger, and you can tell that he's my baby brother.
That's amazing. Your parents must be really proud.
They are. It was extremely difficult for them having both of us out here at the same time, but they also kind of liked it because you know, we kind of can watch out for each other and keep each other safe as much as can be, you know.
Ms. Ford, let's talk about the intensity of your profession and your job, and specifically this deployment. I know you were at EDI, or FOB Edinburgh as it's called. When you began working there and did some things there, what prepared you to just push on day by day there?
You know, I think you just have to have the right mindset. You have to, because it's difficult seeing those Marines day in, day out. Not just the Marines, the local nationals, the children, everybody just so traumatically injured that you just have to keep in mind why you're here. The single goal that we're here to do is to provide help for these guys that are out there. And, you know, you just got to pray to God and help give you strength. And that's what got me through. You know, it's a very intense mission out there.
Without getting too into the detail, for the audience that doesn't really understand, walk us through just a mission. And you're one of four on a helicopter, correct?
Correct.
And walk us like you get the call and take us from there. An example.
So you get a 9-line, and you immediately hear the radio go off and start running to the operations to find out what the call is. 9 times out of 10, it's going to be a Marine that has been involved in an IED explosion. So usually you've got a depot amp. Whatever you get, you're preparing for what you're going to get. You run out to the helicopter, throw on your gear. The bird starts running up. It's loud. It's intense. Your heart's beating. Jump in the helicopter, you get your permission to launch, and then we usually have about a 5-minute flight out to the POI, which is a point of injury. And then as a medic, once the bird lands at the LZ, the medic jumps out, the crew chief jumps out to provide security, and I run out to meet the Marines on the ground.
No matter whether it's hostile fire or not.
Hostile fire or not. Usually, you know, the Marines do an excellent job. They have those LZs. They have them pretty secure for the most part. And, you know, you just keep your head down and you pray that everything goes all right. And then you get your hand off, you figure out what's going on with your patient, run back to the bird, and then it's just intense medical coverage from there.
So is it fair to say from start to finish, we're talking about a 30-minute time frame from the time you get the call to the time you pick up the patient till the time you get him evac to where he needs to be?
Correct. Usually if you're launching on a POI, you've got a short launch time. You're on the ground for maybe 5 minutes and then back. So you're all around, it's about 30 minutes.
30 minutes of eternity.
Of intense, yes, intense eternity. Seems like it won't ever... Seems like the longest 30 minutes of your life.
At what point in your life did you say, I want to be a flight medic and go to the war?
2008, I decided to join the military. And I knew then that when I did join, I wanted to be a medic. I didn't realize that I was going to land in this awesome job in medevac. But I always knew that this is what I wanted to do.
Joined first, you or your brother that's over at the other FOP?
My brother did.
I gotta ask this question. When he found out you were going to do exactly what you did, was there any friction going on at that point?
No, my brother and I have an awesome relationship. He's my best friend, he is my support, and he was excited, to tell you the truth. We have an awesome relationship, and it has been tough. I didn't realize how hard it would be to watch your brother, your blood, you know, fly out, and you worry so much. But then again, it's an amazing feeling it's a very proud feeling.
This is a question that a lot of people would want me to ask, and you're a female in a combat situation, performing extraordinarily well. I've spoken with a lot of your coworkers, and everybody speaks extremely highly of you. What's this like, being a female in this environment, doing this mission?
It's challenging. It's challenging physically, mentally. You have to be completely prepared to do this job, because it has pushed me to my overall limits. I think there are days when you just physically feel like you cannot, you know, continue, but you do, because you know there's a person that needs your help. And I don't think it's necessarily being female or not, it's just this is a very intense, trying job for anyone.
How long have you been a member of the New Mexico National Guard?
I have been a member for 3 years, I think, 3 years now.
Are you full-time guard?
I am not right now. I have been in the past. I am currently going to school at UNM, trying to get my PA, physician assistant. So I'd like to go back and do that. So I'm currently working on that as we speak.
As we close, first thing you want to do when you get home?
I want to hug my family. I want to eat some nice green chili and Mexican food.
Got a favorite restaurant in Albuquerque?
Favorite restaurant. It's so hard.
Like that serves Mexican food, that if somebody wanted to give you a meal there? which one is your favorite?
I would have to say Garcia's. Garcia's, okay. Or Sadie's. They're all good.
So Garcia's it is, right?
That's right.
All right. We'll work on that. I'm a real fan of Garcia's.
Me too.
All right. Listen, Sergeant Ford, I really appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you guys are first up today. And you're in the fourth quarter here. It's almost time to go home. Thanks a lot for talking to us. You got anything else you want to add?
No, sir, I don't.
All right, very good. This is Jim Speary with Sergeant Meg Ford, flight medic with the New Mexico National Guard, doing remarkable missions here, saving lives. It's February 25th, 2012.